AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A small Alabama town is mourning the deaths of multiple people killed when someone started shooting at a birthday party. It happened last night in Dadeville. Sergeant Jeremy Burkett is with the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency.
Four lives were lost in the tragic event that occurred here in Dadeville. As far as the injuries, there are 28 individuals that were injured during the course of the incident.
Jimmy Frank Goodman Sr. is the mayor there and says it's a tragedy for the whole city.
We expect our children and our grandchildren to bury us, not we burying them. So it is devastating on the parents and on their loved ones.
Police have not said if they have a suspect or a motive. The Alabama shooting comes as people in Blacksburg, Virginia remember one of the worst acts of gun violence in U.S. history. WDBG-TV's Patsy Montesinos is at Virginia Tech.
Heartfelt messages, flowers, and moments of silence. That's how people gather to remember those who were killed.
It's tough to come up with words really describe other than, you know, just the pain and heartbreak. You know, such a senseless tragedy.
16 years ago, a gunman opened fire and killed 32 students and staff on the campus of Virginia Tech.
Well, a new CBS News poll shows a political divide when it comes to guns and safety. Jennifer DePinto is our deputy director of surveys.
Most liberals, along with most moderates, think the U.S. would be safer if fewer people or if no one had guns. By contrast, 4 in 10 conservatives think the U.S. would be safer if more people or if everyone had guns.
Abortion rights activists rally again today, this time in Washington. Later this week, the Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the abortion drug mifepristone. WUSA-TV's Zach Merchant.
Protesters calling on the justices and their colleagues on the federal bench across the country to preserve access to the abortion pill.
Keep abortion safe and legal.
Taking away medication that can provide safe abortions will not stop abortions. It will only make people seek out unsafe abortions.
The march of well over 100 began in front of the Supreme Court and processed around the Capitol building.
Love is Blind fans were kind of blind for more than an hour tonight.
The pods are now open.
Netflix says it had an issue with its live stream during what was supposed to be the show's season 4 reunion. Fans went nuts on social media. Some even pointed to HBO's Succession episode, which had the potential to overlap with Netflix's delayed stream tonight. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're gonna get the belt.
You're gonna get the belt.
You're gonna get the belt.
You're gonna get the best of me.
You're gonna get the belt.
It's just another sunny day.
Steve. local music with Essential Last Crack. Two songs from the Mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every Saturday night. That was Icicle and Greta Grinder from 2019. It's actually the remix off of the Uprising album. Love that album. I mean, you know, Rocker likes the Head Start, Run Screaming or whatever with Sean Anthony Brown. And he likes the live stuff. But he gets upset when I play the normal radio stuff, like Icicle. It's a big battle that Rocker and I have. To be continued on that. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. It's Max Inc. Heavy, original local music from the state of Wisconsin on the heavy side in the 10 and 11 o'clock hours here. Coming up next week on Max Inc. Radio, we're going to be doing a live radio show in a bar here in Madison to celebrate 27 years of Maximum Inc. We call it Bomblastica. It's at the Wisco on Willie Street here in Madison. I really hope you can come out and join us. The show starts at 6 o'clock. We're going to be doing a live radio show from 6 to 9 o'clock. Me, Terry Barr, Rocker will be there. My buddy E-Dub, you know Dub. And then at 9 o'clock, the live music starts. Carbellion will play live, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a party. I hope we can stay awake past 10 o'clock. I'm sure we will. It's Bomblastica celebrating 27 years of Maximum Inc. at the Wisco in Madison next Saturday. Hope to see you there starting at 6 o'clock. Music on the way from Carbellion. We'll do their latest one, Bar Fight, in a second. Bongzilla has a show coming up. I'll tell you about that here shortly and play a track from them. These guys are going to be playing at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday, April 16th with King's X. It's Seven Seasons Deep and Battered Souls. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back. cannot wait.
Y'all know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait until Carbellion at the Wisco next Saturday night. Max Inc. Heavy. That was Bar Fight, their latest song, and their new album is just fabulous. Weapons of Choice. Go grab it right now and put it in your MP3 player or tape player. 8-track, whatever you got. I think there's vinyl, too. That's pretty cool. You know, when Rocker and I were booking Bomblastica, we noticed one little small conflict, but I don't think it's going to hurt us too bad because, you know, everybody has their favorite bands they like to go see. So, of course, if you're going to come see Carbellion, Wizard Hammer, and Iron Plow at the Wisco, there's other people who are going to head over to the High Noon Saloon to check out Bongzilla. I almost couldn't say it. Bongzilla at the High Noon Saloon next Saturday. That's going to be a good show. Here's their song, Scared Smoke, on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Over the last two decades, the potency of marijuana on the market has increased, and the price has skyrocketed. In the early 1980s, an ounce of commercial grade sold for about $40. Today, an ounce costs up to $400. In fact, a price higher than gold.
Max Inc. Heavy with Bongzilla. I love those guys. This, the definition of stoner rock. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. And by Zippy Lube Coffee and Donuts, coffee, donuts, and fried chicken on Madison's north side on North Sherman Avenue. You can see the menu right now at zippylubemadison.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, in beautiful downtown Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu for their current beers, their live music lineup, and what's on the menu at FullMileBeerCompany.com. FullMileBeerCompany.com. All right, music on the way from Smoke Free Home. They have a show. We'll tell you about that. Lo-Fi Killers, they have stuff happening. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. Or Does It Explode? That's next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. A promising high school football star is among four killed in a mass shooting in Dadeville, Alabama. Daquan Doss is a friend of Phil Dowdell, who died at his sister's Sweet 16.
He was a tremendous athlete. Speed. He could do it all.
It's been 16 years since a gunman killed 32 people at Virginia Tech. Student Christina Hesser helped organize a vigil.
We're here to remember. We're here not to forget. We're here to honor. We're here to educate ourselves as well and remind ourselves that this is still an ongoing issue.
A CBS News poll shows most Americans want mifepristone to remain available in states where abortion is legal. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
Even some who are generally opposed to abortion also hold this view. And views on this are not purely partisan. Almost half of Republicans think the medication ought to be available.
The Supreme Court is set to hear a challenge to the drug this week. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area. Come celebrate 414 Day this Friday, April 14th, with various exciting events and activities throughout downtown Milwaukee. Take part in shuffleboard or axe throwing at the North Shore Club at 230 East Pittsburgh Avenue in Walker's Point, which is presented by Bars and Recreation. Love to sing? Well, come sing your heart out at Amped, located at 910 West Juno Avenue, and take advantage of special 414-day pricing for karaoke. And finally, don't forget to visit the Milwaukee Admirals this weekend to celebrate our great city at the UW-Milwaukee Panthers Arena, where the Admirals play the Chicago Wolves starting at 7 p.m. If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Oh,
drops like a stone. What a way, what a weight off. What a way, what a way. What a way, what a weight off. What a way, what a way.
Little
Maxine Kevy, we are local music. Rat Bat Spider out of Milwaukee. We are the Horror. I really like that band. I want to see them live very soon. My Bong Water is Blood. That was the Faith Hills Have Eyes. Brand new stuff from them. Lo-Fi Killers checked in with Until She's Gone. Weight Off from Smoke Free Home. I promise you I was going to tell you about a show from them, and you're going to have to look on their Facebook page. It's gone. I don't know what to do. Or does it explode? The page exploded on me and it's gone. Welcome to Maxine Kevy on Civic Media, everybody. I'm Jimmy K, barely hanging on by a thread, but we're okay. Next week, I'm excited about next week because we're going to be doing live music from the Wisco. Three killer bands, Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. You just heard the interview from Wizard Hammer. Thanks to those guys for coming on the show, and thank you for playing Bombastic. 27 years of Maximum Inc. at the Wisco next Saturday. Hope to see your ass there. There will be a Max Inc. Heavy next week. I'll record it on Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday next week. I have Nick Woods from Direct Hit joining me as a guest. They're celebrating a 15-year anniversary at the Rigby Pub and Grill. We'll have all the details for you next week here on Max Inc. Heavy. We're going to squeeze some Birth of Tragedy in and maybe some Voice of Addiction. Right now, let's do some Direct Hit. One of my favorite songs from them, Blood on Your Tongue on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
You can't hide it.
us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.